The marketers of Mobil Gas and Mobil Oil and your local Mobil Gas dealer now take you to the Macquarie Auditorium and the man who can make you the Mobil Gas millionaire. Here he is, Bobby Lim.
Well, hello, everybody. Well, we're all set for a battle of wit, and may the best gag win. From the thousands of stories which the listeners have sent us this week, I've selected those which look the best. Each story is worth at least £5 to the lucky listeners, provided neither of our two story toppers succeed in gaining a higher laughter score, as indicated by the electrically controlled laughter meter. The meter is in view of the audience and is numbered 50 to 100 to 100 plus. And now, let's meet our toppers. I'd like to introduce, first of all, well, somebody that really needs no introduction. He's a great pal of ours, a great pal of yours. Willie Fennell.
Yes.
All right. Now, the next person I'd like... Hello, girls. There's some girls just come in. Meet them. There they are. They're, hello. I'd like to introduce now a great pal of ours, great pal of all yours also. It's Buster Fidesz. Here he is.
Hello, Mr. Lim. How are you, Will?
All right, now. Before we get started, here's something to interest you.
A reminder about Bobby Lim's November Mobil Gas Millionaire Contest. One person will win 21 fabulous prizes worth between £5,500 and £7,000. Prizes fit for a millionaire.
And as well as the major prizes, we're offering 440 consolation prizes. There are 20 Remington Roller Electrics and 20 Remington Princess Ladies Shavers, plus 400 free mobile lubrications and oil changes.
Call in to your Mobil Gas service station tomorrow and collect entry forms for the November Mobil Gas Millionaire Contest. You could win those 21 luxurious prizes in time for Christmas.
Right, now let's get cracking. Here is the first listener's story for tonight, and remember the toppers... Buster? He's pretty... Remember the... Here's our first listener's story for tonight, and remember the toppers have to think up a story on the spur of the moment upon the same subject as the listener's story. Our first story tonight is worth £15. All right, that's not for you. All right. And it comes from Mrs. Wilson. Mrs. Wilson of St. Maurice, Adelaide, South Australia. And here it is. A sporting personality went into a bird shop. He'd heard of a canary that was a champion boxer. You see? Fighter, that is. Well, he saw the canary in a gilded cage with a little moldy sparrow in the same cage. Well, the proprietor, to demonstrate the battling canary, put an eagle into the cage, you see, and then hit a gong, and a fight was on. And next to no time, the eagle was knocked out cold. And there was a canary standing up there, prancing around. Well, the sporting chap said, he was amazed. He said, right, I'll take that canary, I'll make a fortune, I'll take that canary. And the fellow said, well, you have to take the sparrow, too. He said, I don't want the sparrow, the moldy-looking thing, I just want the canary. I'll take the canary, name your own price. He said, you'll have to take the sparrow. He said, I don't want, why do I have to take the sparrow? He said, you'll have to take the sparrow, he's the trainer. Yeah. Well, we scored an 80 with that, Mr. Wilson, or Miss Wilson, Miss Wilson, I forget now, an 80 with that one. So it means the toppers have to try and top that. Bill, can you beat that story?
Stop it. It's my turn. I've got a little one about a canary, yes. It's about a bloke who went into a grocer's shop and he said, I want a cake of soap. And the grocer said, yes, what kind of soap would you like? He said, I don't care what sign... What kind? He said, I just want a cake of soap to wash me canary. And the grocer said, but he said, you can't wash your canary with soap. He said, that'll kill the little bird. He said, it won't kill him at all. He said, just give us a cake of soap. He said, don't ask any questions, just give it to me. The bloke said, all right, here's your cake of soap. But he said, I'm telling you, it'll kill the bird. He said, never mind about that, I'll be right. So away he went. A few days later, the grocer happened to see this bloke walking down the street, and he thought, I'll go and ask him a question. So he went up and he said, by the way, sir, remember me, I'm the grocer. He said, how's your little bird? The bloke said, he's dead. He said, "Dad, there you are." He said, "I told you the soap would kill him." He said, "It wasn't a soap at all. It was drying him with that silly-looking wringer."
An 80 with that one. Ah, we're even. We're still in the business, Mr. Wilson of South Australia.
You're off.
Because you scored an 80, so you didn't beat the story, Bill. We're still in business. Buster, can you beat that story?
I was just thinking.
What with? I mean, what about?
Dirty. I was just thinking about a story to top that. Let me see. Oh, yes, this is about a chap from the country. He came down from the country and he's walking around through the city and he came to a little bird shop. And outside the bird shop there was a little cage and inside the cage there was a cockatoo. So while he was standing looking at the cockatoo said, "I know something about you." So that's funny. So I went into the shop and he said to the man, "That bird in the cage," he said, "out there," he said, "how much do you want for him?" He said, "Oh, he's not for sale. He happens to be a show bird." He said, "But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sell you one of his eggs," he said, "very cheap, pound. Then you can take it back to the country, you can hatch it up there, and then, so. Very good idea." So he bought the egg, went back to the country. 12 months later, he came down, walked up to the shop, standing outside. There was the bird still in the cage, standing there. He looked at him. The bird said, "I know something about you." Got off in the country, said, "I know something about you, too. Your husband was a duck."
Bad luck, Mrs. Wilson, but we are sending you £2.10 as a consolation by courtesy of Mobile Gas. And now that makes our next story worth £20. Now, here's an announcement I'm sure you'll all be interested to hear.
Hey, Bobby, how about listing the 21 fabulous prizes to be won by the Mobile Gas Millionaire for November?
Right, here we go. There's a return air flight for two to Paris by Qantas, a new two-tone Simca Aron from Chrysler, £500 worth of Commonwealth Trading Bank traveler's checks.
There's a luxurious Ember Diadem Mink Cape Stole from Cornelius Furs of Sydney, a diamond-studded Bulova Ladies wristwatch, and a Gent Solid White Gold Automatic. Then there's a new model Carrier air conditioner.
And a complete Bolex photographic outfit, a four-seater Jax Marine 12-foot runabout powered by a 25-horsepower Scott outboard motor. There's a ladies and man's match set of V8 Power Pack golf clubs complete with bags and buggies from East Brothers.
A whirlwind, 18-inch rotary lawnmower, and a 20-inch rotary motor scythe. A whirlwind go-kart powered by twin 98cc Villiers engines.
A Vespa 125 or 125cc special motor scooter and 1 year's membership plus £300 credit with the Diners Club.
There you are, 21 luxurious prizes. Nearest correct entry in the Mobile Gas Millionaire Contest for November wins the lot. Get entry forms from your Mobile Gas dealer tomorrow.
Right, now our second story is from Brian A. Hotchkeys of 36 Longworth Avenue, Wallsend. She was said of it, Brian. No. Please. If you don't mind, please, Mrs. Cleghorn, I know that you're the cleaner here. Would you mind cleaning somewhere else? Not.
Well,
why
I
do you pick
this? I feel too nostalgic today.
You what?
I feel nostalgic. I haven't got me art and me dustin' in me Macquarie Auditorium. I was watching all the kids coming out of school, and it takes you back, don't it, love?
Yeah, takes you back a long way. Did you enjoy your holidays? Your school days, I should say?
Oh, yeah, my mother wanted me to have all the opportunities she didn't have.
Yeah, what did she do?
She sent me to a boys' school.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you were pretty popular.
Oh, yes, love. I remember me first love affair. Yeah. I was in love with the fattest boy in the class.
Fat?
Yeah. He was so fat, no matter where I sat, I was near him.
You didn't marry him, though.
Oh, no, love. I married me husband.
Yeah. Well, that was very convenient.
Yes, good old Bert. He's a good old stick. He's nothing out of the box, but there's one thing about him.
Yeah.
A lie has never passed his lips.
Why?
He talks through his nose, love.
don't know why Mrs. Cleghorn has to pick this one show to come out. I don't know. Do you, Buster? Just happen to pick this show to come out every time. It doesn't happen to any other show.
I think she's here through the day sometimes.
Is she? Yeah. Well, anyway, this story, the second story, comes from Brian A. Hotchkeys, I think it is. Hotchkeys of 36 Longworth Avenue, Wall's End. And this is it. One afternoon, a little boy asked his father where he came from. His father thought for a second and then replied, Well, I knew this was coming. Well, one night I got a dish and I sprinkled some seeds on it and I put it in the oven. Well, next morning when I opened the oven door, you were there. Well, anyway, so the little boy thought he'd try. So that night he took down a dish and sprinkled some seeds on it and put it in the oven. In the morning when he opened the oven door, there was a big cockroach in there. Well, the little boy saw it and said, You're a horrible looking thing and I ought to kill you, but I can't. I'm your father. Well, we scored... What did we score with that one? We scored 90. A 90 with that one. Well, that's not so bad. A 90, eh? That's wonderful. That's from Brian Hotchkeys of Wall's End. Well, now, Buster, can you beat that story?
Yes, about children's school. That's a good idea. Let me see. Oh, this is about the teacher was asking questions and she asked the little boy in the back row, Johnny Smithers, I think his name was. She said, "Do you tell me who signed the Magna Carta?" And he said, "No, and I don't know, and I don't care, and I don't want to know, I'm not interested at all." "How dare you speak to me like that and reply like that?" She said, "I'll get your father at once." So she said, one of the boys home to get his father and he came back. And he said, "Your boy, I asked him a question, I asked him who signed the Magna Carta," and he said, "He don't know, he don't care, and he's not even interested." His father said, "Listen, come here." He said, "I've always told you to tell the truth. Did you sign it or didn't you?"
Yep. Buster scored an 80. An 80 with that one, an 80. So we're right in business, Brian Hotchkeys of Wall's End. Bill, can you top that one?
Well, I've only got a very short little one. I don't know about it. It's about two children, and you mentioned where they came from, but this is about two little girls about 4 years of age, Jennifer and Susan. They were having a terrific argument sitting on the gutter, and Jennifer seemed to be winning the whole argument, and eventually Susan thought, "I'd better win something or other with this kid." So she said, "Well, anyway, my mummy is my real mummy and yours isn't. You're only adopted." Jennifer turned calmly and said, "I know, but my mummy chose me. Your mummy was stuck with what she got."
A 90. Well, Bill scored a 90 with that one, but the score wasn't beaten because Brian Hotchkeys of Wall's End, he also scored a 90, which means that our story, your story wasn't beaten, Brian. So congratulations to you, Brian Hotchkeys. You have won £20. And our next story starts off at £5. Now, before we continue, here is an important message. All right, here comes our third story, and this is from A. Blackmore of Slade Point via Mackay. And this is about the Army, if you want to think about the Army. Anything to do with the Army? Oh, no, not again, no.
You read some funny things in the paper, don't you?
Well, I'm not interested in the paper, Mrs. Cleghorn. We're trying to get on with the show.
Look, listen, there's an ad here in the Situations Wanted column.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this. Wanted, an ambitious young man to wash dishes and two waitresses. Now, there's a job that'd suit you, Mr. Lim, wouldn't it?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I saw you at the front of the auditorium last week with that girl.
With what?
With that girl. You were winking at her.
I was not winking. Something got in my eye.
Oh, yeah? Well, she got in your car as well.
Mrs. Cleghorn, I won't have you standing about here spreading malicious gossip about me.
It's no trouble, love, no trouble at all. As a matter of fact, I could go for you myself. You're rather detractive for your age, aren't you?
My dear, do you really think I... What do you mean for my age?
Well, like your face give you away a bit, love. It's them crow's feet.
Why, have I got crow's feet?
Yes, love, but don't worry. Just keep your shoes on and nobody will know that you...
Sit down. Get out of here.
Always saddled with that woman coming in here all the time. Drives you up barmy. All right, here's the next one. It's from A. Blackmore of Slade Point via Mackay, way up north. And it's an army one, fellas, if you like. Bluey joined the army just after being married and was then sent overseas. His battalion was stationed miles from nowhere and had been away close on 3 years. Well, anyway, the company's mail arrived and Bluey got a letter, opened it, and shouted, "Hey, fellas, what do you think? I'm a father. My wife had a son last week." His mate said, "That's ridiculous. How can that be? You've been here for 3 years." Bluey said, "Well, that's nothing. There's 6 years between my brother and me." Well, we scored a 70 for that. A. Blackmore of Mackay. I don't know whether it was Mr. and Mrs. or what there, but we scored a 70. Well, Bill, can you beat that story?
I don't think so, no. Yes, a couple of army blokes. Yes, this is a story about a Yank and an Aussie, and they were sitting in the New Guinea jungle. There was plenty of rain pouring down, and the Yank said to the Aussie, he said, "By gee, Aussie," he said, "I'd like to have this sort of rain back home. It's really terrific." And the Aussie said, "What do you mean?" He said, "What did you do back home?" The Yank said, "Well," he said, "I was a market gardener." And he said, I used to plant a lot of cabbages." He said, "I remember one time," he said, "I had a 20-acre paddock, and I planted a cabbage right in the middle of the 20 acres, and one cabbage in each corner." And he said, "Do you know," he said, in a few months," he said, "that whole 20 acres was just covered with those five cabbages." He said, "Them's real cabbages, you know." And the Aussie said, "Oh, yes." He said, "Pretty big cabbages." So there was silence for a while, and eventually the Yank thought, "Aussie hasn't said much." He said, "Hey, Aussie," he said, "what did you do back home?" The Aussie said, "Well, as a matter of fact," he said, "I was a boiler maker. Used to make a lot of those big boilers." He said, "I remember one Friday we were making a big copper," and he said, "we finished the copper," he said, "and just as the knock-off whistle went, I dropped a hammer into it," and he said, "when I came back to work on the Monday morning, I heard it hit the bottom." Oh, wait a minute, wait for it. So the Yank said, he said, "That's a pretty big copper." He said, "Why do you want to make them that big?" The Aussie said, "Well, we've got to make them that big to cook your flaming cabbages in." Thank you for your kind appreciation.
Yeah, well, Bill really topped that one, because against A. Blackmore's score of 70, Bill scored a 90. Well, that's wonderful. Your story was beaten, Mr. or Mrs. Blackmore. I'd like you to accept, however, £2.10, which is on its way to you by courtesy of Mobile Gas. That means next week's story is worth £10. Well, now it's time to say goodnight from your mirth enemies, the two knights of the clown table, Willie Fennell.
Good night, everybody. Thanks, Buzzy.
There's Buster Fidesz.
Good night, Bob. Good night, Willie. Good night, Dawn. Good night, everybody.
And Dawn Lake.
And remember, don't say nothing at all if you can't say nothing about nobody.
Yeah, all right. And from Bobby Lim saying, let's have some good stories so that we can whip up real fun when we get together again. Good night, and see you next week.